And now, from approximately coast to coast, the makers of Tingle, the long-wearing dental floss made of spun glass fiber, present Classic Bob and Ray. Hi, this is Bob Elliott. For 36 days in early 1954, America watched on television as Senator Joseph McCarthy investigated the presence of communists in the U.S. Army.
Mr. Chairman, the point of order is this, that Mr. Welch, under the guise of making a point of order, has testified that a picture is doctored. He makes a completely false statement, so this is a group picture. It is not.
The counsel advises the chair, may I say that...
May I finish my point of order, Mr. Chairman?
Not a point of order, you can't touch it.
Counsel advises the chair that the senator is engaging in a statement
Mr. Chairman,
point of order.
Mr. Chairman, I am getting rather sick of being interrupted in the middle of a sentence. Do I have the floor now, or do I not?
Ray and I decided to parody the Army McCarthy hearings in our series, Mary Backstage, Noble Wife.
I, as you know, I took the liberty to have blown up to 18 by 32 feet the petition so that you could all see these names.
All right, well, we've all seen the list
Jacques
of names.
Jacques Duravin, Robert Leader, Robert Smith, Jack Barnes, Charles Amal, all phony names, all frauds.
Mr. Chairman, may I have just one...
Now, like the hearings themselves, our merry backstage plots grew more and more outrageous, and for you who remember, more on target. In these excerpts from our morning show on WINS New York in 1954.
Now, for the many fans who wait for her on the radio, we present once again the interesting story, Mary Backstage, Noble Wife. The story of a young girl from a deserted mining town out west who comes to New York to try to find romance and security as the wife of handsome Harry Backstage, Broadway star, and what it means to be the wife of the idol of a million other women. It's a few minutes after our last episode concluded, in which Zoning Commissioner Carstairs threw a bombshell into the hearings at Skunkhaven Town Hall, into the question of whether or not Harry should tear down his new 16-story skyscraper home. And if you remember, Commissioner Carstairs had just introduced evidence that all of the names on Harry's petition to keep his house standing were from people not living in Skunkhaven. Now, as the crowd becomes angry and listens, Chairman Mush tries to get the attention of those present.
Order. Order in the raucous room.
I wonder if you'd repeat,
Commissioner Carstairs, what you just said. I don't believe that we all have got the full import of it.
I, as you know, I took the liberty to have blown up to 18 by 32 feet the petition so that you could all see these names.
All right, well, we've all seen the list of
names. Jacques Duravin, Robert Leader, Robert Smith, Jack Barnes, Charles Amal, all phony names, all frauds.
Mr. Chairman, may I have just one small minute of your precious time?
Let me finish. And these people who have signed the petition demanding a hearing in Skunkhaven do not even live. That they do not even live in Skunkhaven. This is a fraud.
You're saying that the entire petition contains fraudulent names and therefore cannot be of any use, I think, possibly...
I'm afraid there's some criminal activity here.
All right, the chair will recognize Commissioner...
I think I should warn backstage now and his attorney that this will not end here. That when you get petitions, you have to be sure who signs them.
Order in the raucous room now. I believe that Attorney Surrogate wanted to have a word, and he should have on Harry Backstage's behalf.
I'm very interested to know what he's going to say.
Mr. Chairman and Commissioner Carstairs, yes. I would like, in the light of this evidence which we had hoped to introduce on Harry's behalf, but now it seems to be, in effect, helping Commissioner Carstairs' cause.
Helping?
That we...
Hardly is a word. It's ruined your case.
I move that we have an adjournment for half an hour while we can repair our fences. Well, the
chair, I don't know what fences have to be repaired here.
The chair feels that that is a reasonable request if there are no objections from the selectmen on my right. Those on my left.
I'd like to warn Mr. Surrogate
chair
backstage.
Chair will state that there will be a half hour...
Don't leave town.
There'll be a half hour...
I'm warning them. Do not leave town.
We'll take a half hour off and return here at 11 o'clock.
I know there's an express train in New York leaves in 5 or 10 minutes.
And a few minutes later, in a small anteroom off the raucous room at Skunkhaven Town Hall, Attorney Surrogate, Harry backstage, and Harry's wife, Mary, confer over a small table.
Well, as he said, there is a fast train in New York any minute.
No, Mary, running away is no answer to this problem.
Harry,
I can't understand why you have spent 2 weeks talking about this petition, how important it would be, and then to have it prove that all of the names are of people outside of Skunkhaven.
Absolutely irresponsible.
Well, I was hoping it would sneak through, that's all, and I never thought that Commissioner Carstairs would
Commissioner
check.
Commissioner Carstairs will hang you with this.
Yes, Mary, I know. I'm in a tough spot Well, Harry, I'm simply going to have to go back in there after the recess is over and simply say that we have no further case to present.
You don't mean to say you're giving up.
What else can I do, Mary? I have my reputation to uphold.
But can't you think of something? Reputation?
Maybe there... Let me think. The Book of Zoning Regulations is no good. The petition is out.
And I'm afraid that there is some criminal action there.
What do you think Commissioner Carstairs will do next, Roland? Call me Attorney Surrogate, please, Harry. I'm afraid he's going to throw the book at you, Harry. I think that you probably have one of the weakest legs to stand on of anyone I've ever had as a client. But I'll do my best. So during a recess in the hearing at Skunkhaven, Harry's case looks all but lost. Will Attorney Surrogate be able to come up with something which will help Harry? Be sure and listen tomorrow when we'll hear Mary say...
Look, Harry, Attorney Surrogate, here's a picture of Commissioner Carstairs laughing and shaking hands with Mr. Dutour.
That's tomorrow in the next exciting episode of Mary Backstage, Noble Wife.
Time now, 7:05.
Next, Mary Backstage, Noble Wife. Now, for the many fans who wait for her on the radio, we present once again the interesting story, Mary Backstage, Noble Wife. Story of a young girl from a deserted mining town out west who comes to New York to try to find romance and security as the wife of handsome Harry Backstage, Broadway star, and what it means to be the wife of the idol of a million other women. It's a few minutes after yesterday's episode now, as the one-hour recess called when Commissioner Carstairs proved that all of the names on Harry's petition were phony names, is over. And Harry, Mary, Roland Surrogate, and the members of the Board of Selectmen file back into the raucous room. And we hear?
So I think it would only be right now if we adjourned these hearings so that we could come to some decision I believe with all this phony evidence that's been submitted by backstage and surrogate, it's only a comedy now to keep these things going.
Your time is up, Commissioner Carstairs.
Period.
And, the chair will recognize now any selectman on my right or a selectman on my left or our impartial dog catcher, referee Roy Perkins.
I have no question, Mr. Chairman. However, I would like to make a suggestion, and that is, since we have heard what we believe to be all of the information on both sides, that at this time we call the hearings to a halt and decide that we have all of the information we want.
Well, we can't do that as yet, because we have to get the vote of the entire membership. The chair does feel that we have covered just about everything that can be, and now we will give the floor
Perkins,
to
Mr. Perkins.
Backstage's attorney.
One moment.
You're out of order, Commissioner Carstairs.
I'd just like to say
you're out of order.
Mr. Perkins has been eminently fair.
Order.
During this entire hearing.
Thank you, Commissioner Carstairs.
I just want that in the record.
All right, it will be put into the record, and the chair will voice the same feeling. And now Roland Surrogate, attorney for Harry Backstage, has 5 minutes if he cares to say anything.
I do care, Commissioner, or Chairman Marsh. I would like very much to introduce to this honorable assemblage, and in particular to our impartial referee, Roy Perkins, this picture, which Mary Backstage found at home, and which we have had blown up so that all here in the Board of Selectmen Raucous Room can see it. The chair doesn't quite understand what this picture is supposed to represent. However, we'll take the picture under consideration. I can describe what the picture represents. The picture of these two men shows them both smiling and shaking hands. One is Commissioner Carstairs, obviously, and the other is the construction man, Roland.
Oh, wait,
Dutour,
wait here. One moment. Oh, wait a moment.
Home.
Just wait. And wait a moment here. Don't pull that on me.
Collusion between the two.
Oh, wait. I'm afraid.
Well, in the light
of this
picture,
phony.
We'll have to accept the picture as evidence, Commissioner Carstairs, because it does very obviously show you shaking hands with Andre Dutour and smiling with him.
This is evil.
Mr. Chairman, I request that we call Andre Dutour back to the stand for further questioning.
No, oh, this is...
Here feels a very good request.
This is phony.
Andre Dutour, take the witness chair again, please. There'll be order in the Raucous Room. We'll recess for 5 minutes, and then we'll return with Andre Dutour.
I don't like this.
And fighting back at Commissioner Carstairs, attorney Roland Surrogate introduces a picture purported to be of Carstairs and Andre Dutour. What will this mean to Harry's case? Be sure and listen tomorrow when we'll hear Fielding Backstage say,
"Hey, Eric, I'm glad you're still alive. You know it?"
That's tomorrow in the next exciting episode of Mary Backstage, Noble Wife. Next, Mary Backstage, Noble Wife. Now, for the many fans who wait for her on the radio, we present once again the interesting story, Mary Backstage, Noble Wife. Story of a young girl from a deserted mining town out west who comes to New York to try to find romance and security as the wife of handsome Harry Backstage, Broadway star, and what it means to be the wife of the idol of a million other women. Yesterday, attorney Roland Surrogate introduced a surprise at the hearings in Skunkhaven when he produced a picture found originally by Mary and blown up to size 6 by 8 foot, showing Commissioner Carstairs shaking hands with building owner Andre Detour, and Smiley. And there was a near riot in the raucous room as the questioning began.
I don't think it's right. I'd like to know, I'd like to determine who is responsible for the composition of this picture. I do not remember it under any circumstance.
Commissioner Carstairs, you don't have the floor at this particular moment.
I have the floor to defend myself. Oh, no, don't tell me that.
Mr. Chairman.
Oh, yes, I have the
Chairman
floor.
Chairman Marsh, may but I
when I'm accused of posing with a picture, I certainly have the floor.
There's no accusation.
Tell me I don't have the floor.
Clearly,
I have the floor. And I'll keep the floor.
All right.
I want you to know that.
Order. Order in the raucous room, or the uniformed attendants will be required to throw you out. Now, if there are no objections from the selectman to my right or to my left, or from Commissioner Carstairs, I think the logical thing to do is to allow our impartial referee, our dog catcher friend Roy Perkins, to continue the general examination in regard to the new evidence.
Thank you, Chairman Marsh. I would like, before I begin, to ask if Commissioner Carstairs would give me a copy of the letter which Andre Detour received.
Oh, what letter? I don't know what you mean.
A letter that Harry Backstage wrote asking that the house be built. And while you're doing that, Commissioner Carstairs, I'd like to
one moment.
One moment.
You asked for a letter. Let's get it over to you.
Well, the chair
feels... Let's not confuse the issue. Let's not keep bringing up these things.
He merely asked for the letter. If you have
it
in the files,
Let's get it to him.
Hand it over to him.
Let's get it to him right now.
I merely want
the
letter.
I have the letter right here.
I would like to get another witness.
But just don't cloud the issue. That's all I ask.
Take care of the letter first, and then the other witness will be called.
Certainly you have the letter.
You have the letter there. There you are, Mr. Perkins.
Thank you, and I'm going to hand this to my assistant, Harry. I wonder if you just hand put this down.
Wait a minute.
Just put it.
Later.
And now, Chairman Marsh, I wonder if you would call to the witness chair the construction man, the builder of Harry Backstage's home, Andre Detour.
All right, if Andre Detour is in the raucous room, will he take the witness chair, please, and we'll proceed with the general examination. Did I hear him? He's here, and he's making his way through the myriad cameras and microphones and the press representatives. Order. All right, you are Andre Detour.
That's right, sir.
And Commissioner... Carstairs, you have no objection if we let our impartial referee, Mr. Perkins, continue the examination in regard only to the picture. That is
you, you have the letter now?
I have the letter.
Good,
thank you
good.
Very much,
I just wanted to make sure you had that letter.
I would like to ask you, first of all, Mr. Detour, your full name, please.
Andre L. Detour.
And, Mr. Detour, you are or not engaged in the construction business, is that right?
I am engaged in the...
Now, I wonder if you would take a look at this picture that was introduced by Roland Surrogate, the attorney, and tell me who you recognize in that picture.
Well, I recognize me.
That is you to the right, is that right, sir?
That's
and
me,
the other
smiling.
Gentleman in the picture is?
Yes, Commissioner Carstairs.
All right. Now, having established that, I would like you to tell me if you recall... Well, this picture was taken, on what occasion, and why you were smiling and shaking hands with Commissioner Carstairs.
It's a little hazy now, but the background serves to remind me of the location. It was at the site of the backstage home.
It was at the site of the backstage home. Was that before or after the construction of this 16-story edifice had begun?
That was before. We were just surveying the land.
Chairman Marsh, may I object to the line of questioning? The chair doesn't feel any objection is in order. Mr. Surrogate, the questions are concerning the picture, and that is the what was the charge of the chairman to our impartial referee, and I feel he's doing a very good job.
Thank you, Chairman Marsh. Now tell me one more thing. Will you give me the reason why, Mr. Detour, you and Commissioner Carstairs... were smiling.
He had just said something very funny.
So the real examination of André Dutour in connection with the picture introduced by Roland Surrogate continues at Skunk Haven Town Hall. Will the outcome help Harry or hinder his cause? Be sure and listen tomorrow when we'll hear Commissioner Carstairs say,
I want you all to know that this picture has been doctored with.
That's tomorrow in the next exciting episode of Mary Backstage, Noble Wife.
Time is now 7:05.
Next, Mary Backstage, Noble Wife. For the many fans who wait for her on the radio, we present once again the interesting story, Mary Backstage, Noble Wife. The story of a young girl from a deserted mining town out west who comes to New York to try to find romance and security as the wife of handsome Harry Backstage, Broadway star. What it means to be the wife of the idol of a million other women. The crowded courtroom in Skunk Haven and all of the excitement attendant the hearing concerning Harry's new 16-story skyscraper home, and travel some miles east of Skunk Haven to the hideout which Harry's black sheep brother Fielding has been staying in for the past 8 weeks. And as Fielding goes about his chores listening to the radio, he thinks to himself,
I don't know. I have a feeling that I'm responsible for Harry being in this trouble. Maybe if I hadn't taken him away on that silly trip to the islands, he wouldn't have been in this problem.
George and Gracie.
Even if I had Eddie to dip with me now, the two of us could work out some plan whereby I could go in and probably take care of Harry.
And we'd like to play this too for little Susie W. Powell.
Yeah, it's too bad that Eddie the Dip ain't
also
here.
For
too bad.
Grace and Harry.
Just wonder if.
The number has been requested by Vic Cohen, Peter Roberts, and Joe Levine down at Joe's Diner. And all we can.
I think I'll turn off the radio.
Want to have a good time dancing. Here it is, kids, coming at you. Your favorite song.
Turn it off, I think. Who's there?
It's me, Feeling.
Who?
Me, Eddie, the Dip. Let me in, will you, Feeling? Feeling.
What?
It's me, Eddie, let me in. Well, come here, I can't, the door's locked.
Why?
I can't get in.
Well, I don't know. Come in through the window.
All right. Feel it.
Eddie the Dip.
That's right.
You ain't dead.
That's right, Feeling. I'm as alive as I ever was. And I'm back for bigger and better crimes.
You ain't dead.
Meanwhile, at the same moment, in the crowded courtroom in Skunk Haven, Commissioner Mush tries to get the attention of the members in the hearing in the raucous room.
Ready?
We'll continue. You have about 2 minutes left, Commissioner Carstairs. If you have any further questions concerning the picture of you and André Dutour.
Mr. Dutour, I'd like to ask you this question. You say you definitely remember posing for this?
Yes, I do.
All right. Would you also be so nice as to discuss that? Who else was there? Who else has been cut out of this print?
Mr. Chairman, Chairman Mush, I object to this line of questioning.
I notice that there is a...
there'll be order. The ruckus room as usual, or we'll have trouble.
To answer your question, Commissioner, I do notice...
Mr. Chairman, I object again that...
I do notice...
Commissioner Carstairs is insinuating that someone else has been cut out of the picture.
Well, it's pretty obvious there. There's an elbow, you can see, belonging to somebody else who, I don't know for what reason, has been cropped right out of this picture.
In other words, this is not the complete full picture that
indeed,
was taken?
Indeed, it is not. No, this has been doctored with. This is another fraud.
So the colloquy continues in the raucous room. Sheriff Commissioner Carstairs tries to prove that the picture has been fooled with. Be sure and listen tomorrow when Andre Detour makes a surprising revelation. We hear him say...
That other person, to the best of my memory, is Calvin Hoogerman.
That's tomorrow in the next exciting episode of Mary Backstage, Noble Wife.
Well, that's about all the time we have today. Classic Bob and Ray was written and performed by Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding. Additional material by Tom Cook, Lars Howell, and Ole O'Leahy. Classic Bob and Ray was developed for the Radio Foundation by our executive producer, Larry Josephson. Lars Howell is our program producer, engineering by Jerry LaRosa, Bill O'Neill, and Manoli Wetherell.
Now, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumbs.
This program was independently produced and distributed by the Radio Foundation. This is the Radio Art Radio Network.